We can get a bit giddy about Christmas, but a lot of people are feeling a little bit on the lonely side, and we might not get to see everyone we want this Christmas, but the benefits of actually picking up the phone can't be underestimated. Fiona O'Callaghan is from... Fionnuala O'Callaghan is from Grow Ireland, and she's here to tell us all about the 12 Calls of Christmas Challenge. How are you, Fionnuala?
Good morning, Dermot and Dave.
You say that calls to the Grow Mental Health Organisation have soared by 400% since the start of the pandemic. What does that tell you?
People are really crying out for connection. I mean, these past 9 months have really proven to us how much we need this human interaction. And, you know, it's been taken away from us. And that's having an absolutely devastating impact on people's mental health.
What can you do in that instance to help people who are at the end of their tether?
Well, Grow has been in existence in Ireland now for over 50 years. And prior to the pandemic, we were running about 120 meetings nationwide. And these meetings were run out in the community for anyone who was grappling with their mental health or emotional well-being. So fortunately, we were able to bring the majority of our meetings online. And it's providing that vital link for people to still continue to connect with one another in a safe, confidential and supportive environment.
Right. And you've developed something alongside Expressway called the 12 Calls of Christmas Challenge. So what's this all about and how can we get involved?
Sure. So we're encouraging people to safely connect over the festive season, to reach out to anybody you feel may be more vulnerable, might be on their own at Christmas, which so many people this year will be because loved ones can't get home. It might be somebody you've lost contact with, a friend, a relative. So it's just to pick up the phone and make a call each day for a period of 12 days to reach out to that person, just to let them know you're thinking about them. Not just over the Christmas period. I reckon going into January, people are going to be every bit as in need of that contact and human interaction as we face into yet another lockdown.
12 seems like a lot. Can we do 6? I'm not sure I would have 12 people that I've lost contact with over the years.
You must be very popular. No, absolutely. Whatever.
I'm not popular enough. That's my point.
Whatever. If it's 3, if it's 6, given that we're so close to Christmas. But as I say, it's coming into the new year as well. Let's not forget, January can be quite an isolating time of year at the best of times. But it's just to try and encourage, you know, we see in our support groups every day how that contact, how that presence of another human being, the impact that it can have on ourselves and one another. So it's to try and continue that, even though physical contact can be restricted, it's to keep that connection going with people that, we may have lost contact with or that we feel could do with that extra bit of support.
Yeah, connection is so important. But of course, you could also call 6 people twice and there you do your 12. Do it that way. Fionnuala O'Callaghan, Grow Mental Health Recovery Area Coordinator, thank you so much for telling us about that and best of luck with the 12 Calls of Christmas Challenge.
And just before I finish, if I could just ask, as part of this challenge, in order to continue keeping up these vital support services, if people could text RECONNECT to 50300 to donate €4 to Grow Mental Health, and that can ensure that we can continue to run out our services for the many people that will be in need over the coming months for support and connection.
Brilliant. Fionnuala, happy Christmas, and thank you so much for telling us all about that today.
Thank you, Dermot and Dave.
See you, Fionnuala.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Dermot and Dave. Today FM. Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance.